the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And it is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where we go beyond the realm of possibility and sanity, and we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. If you're watching Phil TV in HD, what are you looking at in my right hand, bud? What is that?
Well, I shouldn't say it's dirty.
It's the TV... Well, you dirty little...
Try to be dirty, man.
It's the TV remote. The TV remote, because I've been flipping between horror movies tonight. And let me just say, House of Wax sucks.
Yeah, I don't like that either, man.
All right. 877-876-PHIL is our number, and online at philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com. Right now we are on Phil TV in HD. You can check us out if you want, or not if you want. But I think it's a lot of fun for people to watch us perform this very strange show. So head on over there to Phil TV in HD and watch. Get a backstage pass. You can also access the thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of hours of archived material on Phil TV. Rather, at philhendryshow.com. Five-day video archive, too. 877-876-PHIL from Conservatives of Kern County. Larry Grover is going to join us as we continue our discussion of... Really, the two are intertwined. Occupy Wall Street, the economy. Occupy Wall Street, the economy. They're all pretty much the same thing. Larry, how are you doing this evening?
I'm very good, Phil, and thank you for having us on, and thank you for allowing us once again to talk about the conservative point of view from a sane and a sensible place, and not necessarily Tea Party, not necessarily anything, just the conservative point of view. We think that's very valuable. We think it's needed.
Well, there's certainly, what would you say, Larry, before I ask you about Occupy Wall Street, is the primary difference between yourself and the Tea Party?
Well, do you mean between conservative Kern County and other conservative groups?
Yeah.
Well, I would say that the main difference between us and the Tea Party is that we present, I think we try to present to the independent and to other voters, even Democrats, we try to present ourselves as a responsible and traditional conservative. We're not in a Halloween party. We're not trying to, we don't think we're in some costume party. We're not trying to do the most creative sign or the most inventive way to look Obama, make Obama look like a witch doctor. However they do that, I don't know. And we know what we're talking about. We don't get up there and start fumbling around like Perry. So we know what we're doing, and I think we're very traditional in that respect. And I think Tea Party people can be very non-traditional. I think they put a lot of people off with their costume parties and the extreme way that they behave. And something that you brought up, I think, once on your show, and I think it bears repeating, these are baby boomers. Meaning that these were people who were going to rock and roll concerts back in the late 60s and early 70s, and it's very possible that they had indulged in hallucinogenics, and if that's the case, it doesn't surprise me some of the nonsense they get involved in.
All right, well, I think that that's a little... I don't think that's fair.
You don't think it's fair?
No, I do not think it's fair, and I just think it's a generalization, and I think that people change, and certainly in life we all take our... are different paths. I think to say that this generation of baby boomers went from being a very, it's an activist generation. So,
yeah, well, that's the other thing. There are a lot of old people in the Tea Party, and we don't want to represent just the old. We understand that the old have a voice and they should be heard. They're old and they've been around, and there are things that they can teach us, but I don't necessarily want to only speak on behalf of old people, and that's what...
So you think the Tea Party speaks on behalf of old people? I notice you using that term almost pejoratively.
Well, no, I'm not, Phil, at all.
Yeah, you're going old people. The elderly, seniors?
I think it loses meaning when you say the elderly or seniors. I think people they don't know what you're talking about. I think the baby boomers represent old people in the best sense. That's what I mean.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is our number. What do you think of Occupy Wall Street? You wrote a very controversial blog about this, which got a few people, more than a few people, hot under the collar.
Well, no, Now, hold on. Let me explain to you what I wrote.
Okay. That's what we want to know. Because what I heard someone say, and I haven't seen it, so...
Well, if you haven't read the blog...
No, I have not.
Then please don't make any comment. Let me tell you what was in my blog. Number one, I said I have absolutely no, and let me underline the word no, I have no respect whatsoever for any of those police officers or those firemen that Bull Connor employed who used fire hoses on the civil rights demonstrators. I think it was the worst abuse, the absolute worst abuse of police power. It was fascism. It was everything that you would want to call it. That's exactly what it was, Phil. Gestapo tactics. It was a police state run amok.
You know what you're talking about, were the fire people and...
I'm talking about Bull Connor in Birmingham, Alabama.
Right. These were the people in the 60s that turned fire hoses on the demonstrators.
On civil rights demonstrators. And these were people that were demonstrating for their civil rights. The black people of the South, African-American people all over the country. I think what that guy, Bull Connor, I think he should have been brought up on charges, to be perfectly honest with you. I want that to be very clear. Now then, what I said in my blog was, it's one thing to be sickened by the sight of a young civil rights worker, a young civil rights protester, be he black or white, but mostly they were black, to be sickened by the sight of a young person just demonstrating for their civil liberties to be hit and blown back down a street by the high force of water from a fire hose, that can injure people. And not only that, it is the greatest indignity, and like I said, it's not America, and I it makes me sick to see it. When you talk about Occupy Wall Street, now you're talking about a different individual. You're not talking about a black person who is simply demonstrating for their civil liberties. You're not talking about a human being who's been cut out of the mainstream of American life simply because of the color of their skin. Now you're talking about individuals who are mostly white. They are of a higher socioeconomic class. They're used to having their way. They're used to opening their mouths and dominating the conversation. They're used to, with a very quick turn of a phrase, putting people down and shutting people up and so forth. I don't think there's anyone listening to this broadcast tonight that wouldn't like to see a few of them get blasted right down the street in New York by a fire hose. And that's why we called on the New York City Fire Department when they were occupying Zuccotti Park, when they were occupying the bridge, to go ahead and bring the fire hoses in and turn the fire hoses on those arrogant SOBs. And I don't think there would have been an American reading the paper the next day that wouldn't have done anything other than laugh.
What are they laughing at?
They're laughing at these entitled whites getting their rear ends blasted down the street by a fire hose.
Well, you know, the image of that is reminiscent, though, Larry, of what we were talking about, Birmingham. You know,
well, with one exception, the people that are getting the face full of a fire hose are not black civil rights demonstrators. They're entitled white intelligentsia. It's the far left intelligentsia of America, the single most hypocritical group of people in America.
And well, it says you, okay?
Says me, okay? Says me. But the fact is, I don't think there's any, but not even the liberals themselves can say that wouldn't be a sight worth seeing.
And given the fact that, as you said, the use of fire hoses on demonstrators can be extremely injurious, can break bones, can cause all kinds of serious damage to the human body. That kind of pounds per square inch, or measure that.
Well, it's like it's pounds of pressure, yeah, out of a fire hose.
Okay. They're using a fire hose on the Occupy Wall Street people. And the reason is because they don't qualify as a worthy group. Now, they're demonstrators.
They're demonstrators, yeah, but they're civil disobedient demonstrators, which means all bets are off. When you are disobeying the laws by pressing your demonstration, you're no longer a legal protester. You're an illegal protester. But more to the point, Phil, the American people would not shed one tear for a middle class to upper middle class white college type getting their butt fire hosed off in that square across the bridge into Brooklyn and beyond. I think it's something we'd like to see. I will be perfectly honest with you. I'd love it. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, you know, we're talking about a sadistic...
A sadistic? I'd love it. Oh, how I'd love it. I'd love to see that.
All right, hold the line. Larry Grover with us from Conservatives of Kern County. And he's talking about, for those of you who are too young or don't know of the civil rights demonstrations of the 60s when the Birmingham, Alabama police used... They brought in the Birmingham Fire Department, and these firemen turned their fire hoses on demonstrators. And Larry says the time has come now to actually use that technique on people that deserve it, the Occupy Wall Street white entitled liberals. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Back with Larry Grover in just a moment.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. You're listening to the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back here to the world famous Phil Henry Show, talking to Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County. On Occupy Wall Street, you're talking about breaking up the demonstrations.
That is exactly what I'm talking about, Phil. We've had an instance where these people threatened a confrontation with the actual owners of the property there in New York, this Zuccotti Park. They threatened a confrontation, and
you know, and after that, after the the Brooklyn Bridge incident,
yeah,
you had a lot of people screaming police brutality. You know.
I know what people were saying. I know what the Occupy Wall Street people were saying. But what they don't understand, and I think that this is absolutely true, and I love it. I love it. And I know that your audience is out there. The rank and file of the American people are out there saying, you know what? Now you got a real good use for that fire hose. Before, we didn't like it. The image of those poor people getting hosed down the street of Birmingham, Alabama, will forever be one of the blackest. And by that I mean one of the darkest moments in American history. I didn't mean to say blackest because it was black. They were black. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, okay?
Well, I'm trying to give you an idea. I want to show that I'm sympathetic. And
I understand you're sympathetic. I understand that you're abhorred by it, as we all were. And I was a small boy when I first saw the film footage of that as a kid just watching news, and it looked utterly disgraceful even at that point in my life. It didn't add up, you know.
Well, that's what happened with kids. Things don't add up. With adults, they do add up, but then you gotta work. Act is what I wanted to say. So excuse me, Phil, but I've had a bad stomach all day.
You know, that was really crude. It was not necessary, and you can certainly step away from the phone, and I've got more people doing that on this show than any other show in radio.
I've had a bad stomach all day, is what I was going to say, and I'm on that whey protein. Oh, sorry.
Why don't you step away from the phone or something?
Who told me to use whey protein?
Look, Larry, I might have mentioned whey protein, not to you directly. I said it on the air.
That's right.
But I use whey protein. It's not causing that in me.
Well, didn't you tell me that you use whey protein with soy milk?
You know what? I'm not going to answer these questions. Because we have something else to talk about here.
Didn't you say you use whey protein with soy milk? Didn't you say that? Just answer that one question.
I'm not talking about it. We have other things to talk about tonight.
Oh, come on, will you? Come on! Didn't you say...
Yes, okay. Soy milk.
All right. Now, if you use whey protein and you drink soy milk, well, I guess I can't say.
it, Barry, for me.
Mother, please. Mother, the last time you were...
Let her talk.
Mr. Henderson.
Oh, hi, Phil. Hi, Phil. This is Violet.
Hi, Violet. How are you doing?
I'm good. I didn't mean to. I did not want to interrupt what you and Larry were talking about. I think I know that it's very important, but I... wanted to let you know that Larry's had bad gas because of the soy milk. And as you know, it's not a very pleasant situation. He's drunk.
Don't talk about that.
Okay, Mrs. Grover, we don't need to know about this. If he's on the whey protein. I didn't even know he is using that. I am, for myself, this is a high-protein diet that my doctor recommended. Okay.
Well, Larry has a great deal of respect for you, and he likes to do everything that you do. But he drank the soy milk, and it's been very unpleasant here in our home, and even with the windows open, it's very cold outside.
Okay, I don't know how to help you. Don't drink the soy milk, Larry.
Well, then why would you do that? Let everybody know.
I'm just saying that when you drink soy milk, Larry, it's very unpleasant in our home. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, you're letting everybody in America know it, too.
You have to yell, Larry.
All right, Violet, thank you very much. And I got to talk to Larry and continue our interview.
All right, okay. Well, I guess Phil's blowing me off, huh?
Yeah, finally. Get lost.
You get lost.
You get lost.
No, you get lost.
You guys done?
Anyway, Phil, the point that I'm making is the fire hose... as it was used in Birmingham...
I understand. Was a bad thing. Now we move to the year 2011. Occupy Wall Street. Your philosophy is that if the Occupy Wall Streeters are hosed down a street, it won't look that bad.
That's my point exactly, because I think we have evolved now to this particular level. While we will forever remember the people that were fire-hosed in Birmingham... with great sympathy and with great disgust over that situation, these Occupy Wall Street people are different. They are snooty, white, entitled. They have, a lot of them have that, I don't know what you call it, they got that fro, only they're whites. They got a white fro.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. They're hippy-dippy. They are...
Exactly, hippy-dippy college professor that... And I saw the one woman with the glasses. She had on these butterfly glasses, a tattoo of something, yelling at a cop. If I'd been that cop, I would have taken that fire hose, I would have shoved it in her mouth, and I would have said to them, guys, all as high a pressure as you can get from five different hydrants, let it rip. And there wouldn't have been a head there. Just would have been a woman standing there, pointing her finger, but no head.
Okay, now that we know your violent fantasy...
This is not a violent fantasy. This is how to deal with people... who are making a mockery out of what do you call it when you're allowed to, forgive me, Phil, what do you call it when you're allowed to say bad stuff about the government?
Protest?
Protesting. But what's the amendment? It's called free...
Free speech?
Is that what it is? The right to bear arms, the right to...
Free speech! The right to freely speak and express oneself. Free speech.
That's what it is, yeah, free speech. Why does that not sound right?
That's exactly what it is, free speech. And that's what you don't want to inhibit one's right to protest.
No, I don't want to inhibit one's right to protest, but I draw the line at people who are mocking our country by these Occupy Wall Street, this nonsense, and that nonsense. And so if it takes a fire hose, to rip into a few hippies and watch a bunch of entitled white middle-class punks go bouncing down a street, I'd love it. And I said that on the Bob Caglin show. I said it on Bruce and Sylvia's show. I said it on the Sid Sylvester show. And I was also on, not The View, it's the other one. It's called the it's not The View.
What is it called?
I don't know. It's not The View. It's some women or... It's men and women sitting around, not The View, but the peephole or something. I think it's called the peephole.
What do you mean the peephole?
It's the opposite of The View. If you don't have a view, what have you got?
If you don't have a view, what have you got? You got no view.
Well, it's not called the no view. It's something about, it's the peephole.
That's the name of the show, yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, excuse me.
Yeah,
That's the name,
I mean, that's the name of the show?
Yeah. The People.
Well, good for you. You're on the people.
And the point is that that's why I said that on the people. I said it on Brad and Bruce and Sylvia, whoever they are. I was on a lot of shows that no one's ever heard of, but I've been saying it on as many shows as I can get on, and of course I'm on your show. So I'm on the people, Brad and Sylvia, and you.
Oh, well, I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine. I just...
We'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Larry Grover.
Phil Hendry.
Larry.
Listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show as we talk with Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County about the Occupy Wall Street protests that have now been going on for several weeks. And, Larry, you mentioned that, and you're quite serious, that using fire hoses...
Phil, I'm saying what I'm saying about using fire hoses because we have had instances of defiance by these people.
But you're very serious about using a fire hose, even though that has, as I mentioned, and as you have acknowledged, holds an ugly place in the history of protest in this country.
Yes, because of Bull Connor and Birmingham. And I'm saying that that can be rectified when we see some white, these people that think they're cool, and I don't know how you would want to put that, but they go out and they tell you, oh, well, you know, we need to change things in America, and the cops are pigs, and they're all these white people with these Dr. Irving?
Dr. Irving?
Yes. Wasn't he a doctor? Not a doctor, but he was a, I forget, but he had a basketball-shaped...
Julius Irving?
Dr. J, I'm sorry. And
Dr. Irving.
Well, he had that... When I think of the fro, I think of him. Now you think of some white people who have a blonde fro, and you're thinking of Occupy Wall Street, and a lot of these people, like the lady you had on your show the other night, who assumes that they're going to dig some kind of a sanitation pit right there in the middle of a park in Manhattan so she can relieve herself in the... You see what I'm saying?
And so these are all people that you would like to see...
These are all people that I wouldn't mind seeing fire hosed right down a street. And I think the American people are on board with that. Not that they, you know, asked to see that. But I can tell you, I think there are a great many people that are sick and tired of looking at that.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We're on the line here with Larry Grover, and here is Dave in Monterey Park. How you doing, Dave?
Mr. Larry, how you doing?
Good.
I want to say to this gentleman, you know, you're talking about fire hosing people down the street. I'm studying to be a police officer myself.
Oh, good for you.
Right, and I will tell you right now that if you take a fire hose and you try to fire hose a person down a street, the only thing that's going to happen is you're going to get those police in trouble because that is a violation of the civil liberty of the people, you know. And
I'm not talking about the violation of the civil liberty of the people. I'm talking about getting these people cleared out of these areas where they are protesting.
No, you can't do that because that's a violation of the civil liberty.
No. You don't understand. These people are breaking the law.
Are you talking about because, Larry, they're civil, what is it called, civil disobedience?
Yes, civil disobedience.
No, that's not right because, look, the thing that you want to remember about civil disobedience is that the first thing you need to remember about civil disobedience, okay, is that it's the right of every American to, hold on for a minute, what? Put it on that other horse. It's the right of every American, no matter who they is or what they're doing, to be able to, you know, is to be able to do the, hold on. Oh, man.
Can you continue, sir?
Yeah, okay, but the problem is I got my horses.
Where are you?
I'm in Los Alamitos.
Hey, this guy's at the ponies. Sir, do you want to concentrate and talk to me, or do you want to see whether your horse is going to win?
What?
Do you want to talk to me or see whether your horse is going to win? Hold on for a minute.
Wait a minute, man. We can't, either you're on the air or you're not.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yes, sir, I wanted to say that the civil liberties of people are going to be violated if you use a fire hose on it.
I'm not saying I'm going to use a fire hose on them for this, to violate their civil liberties. These people are already breaking the law.
I don't know. You know, I gotta go see. My cousin's down. My cousin's in general admission. I got to go find him.
Yeah, you do that, man.
Well, I'm sorry, but I don't know. Yeah, I got to go.
Well, you know what, Mr. Henry, I'm happy to talk the issues of the day, but that guy had a... Where was he?
He's at the quarter horse track. I don't know. Bud?
Well, he said he was going to be done.
Well, he ain't done, okay? Anyway, 877-876-PHIL here on the Phil Henry Show with Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County as we continue to talk here about the use of fire hoses. We're really just talking here about how to break up a demonstration, Larry, that you seem to think has gone on long enough. And I think the police are able to do that without fire hoses.
No, you're absolutely right, they are. But you're missing my point. My point is that the publicity alone, and by that I mean the image alone of a white hippie getting fire hosed down a street in New York with his beads, you know, flapping in the wind and his sandals and all of that, it would look fantastic. It would look fantastic. And it would be one of those images that would last forever. And that's why I feel that there is much to be said and there is a great deal to be had from the publicity value of seeing some freak, some hippie, getting fire hose down a street while his beads are flying around in the wind. You don't see that, huh?
No, I don't see that at all. I think what you're going to do is give people an opportunity, a very, very valuable opportunity, to continue to call the police pigs, even well after we have put such language away. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Hal. Hi, Hal. You're on the Phil Henry Show. What's up?
Oh, hey, Phil. This is Hal Levalier, and I wanted to speak with a man talking right now. His name is Larry. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Larry Grover.
Oh, can you say that again? I didn't hear you.
Larry Grover is my name.
All right. I think the man said Larry Grover. Is that right?
Yes, he did.
Okay, Larry. Hi. My name is Hal Levalier. I'm here with my wife, Viola. We're on our way to Laughlin, Nevada. We like to occasionally take a side trip here just to enjoy ourselves on the weekends. And we're listening to Phil's program. We love it all the time. And every time we get a chance, like, let's do it. But I wanted to ask you a question, if I could, because I think it's a very, very important issue. And that is the idea that if we are going to fire hose people... Oh, hold on for a minute. You've got... Yeah, we're running out of gas, Phil. We have no gas.
All right. Tell you what. Well, let's take a break. Did that say he was running out of gas?
That's what it sounded like to me. I thought I heard an aircraft, and it sounded to me like he said he was running out of gas. So I don't know. You may want to check into that.
Bud?
Yeah, we'll call him back if you want me to.
I think that would be a good idea. 877-876-PHIL.
Yeah.
During the break?
Yeah, okay, hold on. Is that you? Yeah, is that you? Are you the guy that called on our Phil Henry show a minute ago? Is that you, though? Huh? Did you call a Phil Henry show a minute ago to say that you're going to be on the air? What? Yeah, is that you, though?
Oh, God. All right, bud, just take it easy, huh?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, this is the guy.
Good! That's the guy. All right, 877-876-PHIL is our number here on the Phil Henry show. What is that? Just turn everything off, please.
Is that you? Yeah, okay. He's ready to go.
The guy's ready to go?
Yeah.
Well, then get the gentleman back on the phone. And, Bud, in this instance, I don't want anybody losing connection or anything like that, okay?
What?
What was that?
That was the guy that called from a plane, and I think it crashed.
Yeah, it sounded like it crashed.
Oh, okay. It crashed. Well, if it crashed, that's great. We'll be right back on the...
What?
On the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Just stay right there.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
What I do.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL is our number. 877-876-7445. Larry Grover on the line with us as we continue to talk about the Occupy Wall Street demonstrations. And more to the point, not just occupying Wall Street, but the way to deal with this sort of, what do you want to call it, civil disobedience? I suppose it's civil disobedience in that the people recognize that in some instances they are actually breaking the law. 877-876-PHIL, Larry back up on the line with us. Are you talking about just those that are occupying these areas that they've been told to clear out?
Well, absolutely, Bill. I'm not if you're legally there, if you are legally in possession of the area that you've been told to be in possession of, in other words, you've got a right to be there, and you have not violated that right by being in an area that you're not supposed to be in, then what's the problem? I'm talking about some of these wise asses, excuse my language, these are all white college people. Most of them are the teachers nowadays. They're not the students, they're the professors. They all think they're special. They all believe they're entitled. And to see one of them go rolling and bouncing down a street at the end of the high-powered stream of water from a fire hose, I can't tell you the joy I'd get out of that. And I say that very openly.
So you don't mind being seen as sadistic?
I'm not sadistic. I think there's a lot of people out there that agree with me.
877-876-PHIL is the number. Let's go to Flo in New York City. Flo, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
This is the first time I listened to this show, and I'm outraged and appalled. At first, I thought it was like a comedy show or something, like some kind of like dark comedy, sarcastic. I'm like, is this guy? What's his name?
So that's
again?
Not a bad question, you know. That's not a bad question, Larry, that the lady's asking.
About what?
Like a comedy show.
Exactly.
So anyway, this guy Larry.
I tell you, I don't find anything funny about Birmingham, Alabama, when they.
All right. Well, listen, Larry.
Yes, I don't believe in that.
Larry, why don't you listen to what I have to say? You already said a lot. Now listen to what I have to say, okay? Let's be fair here. First of all, you have no idea what you're talking about, number one. Number two, you have no sense of humanity to say something as outrageous as that. I don't even want to go into that. You have no sense of humanity because violence doesn't beget violence. If you're going to bash violence from what happened in Birmingham...
Violence doesn't beget violence? I think you mean that the other way.
Excuse me. Violence begets violence. You know what I'm talking about.
Now I got to interpret you, but you're telling me to be quiet. That's great.
I'm very passionate about what I have to say right now. I was down at Occupy Wall Street for the first time out of curiosity and also because I believe in a lot of it, October 5th when there were 15,000 people there. Now, here's where you're wrong. It's not these hippie types. Because you listen to the media, you should go there.
They're a bunch of white people.
Let me finish. No, it's not. That's where you're wrong. That's where you're totally off and you're totally wrong.
I've seen the pictures. I saw the pictures in the brochures.
You saw the
Let the lady finish.
You saw the pictures that the media wanted you to see, but I was
Oh, don't give me that. Well, what are you talking about? I mean,
I'm telling you, there's black people there, there's Asian people there, there's
a smattering.
People there.
Yes.
It's
a
not
smattering,
about
yeah.
what... Excuse me?
There
Hello?
Was a smattering. There was a sprinkling of black people, just a sprinkling.
Sprinkling? You know, what are you talking about? So what is this about? What is this about for you? Why are you so angry?
This is what I'm angry about. When those people were told to move off the bridge and they in turn turned it into a police confrontation, it was all about the cops. These are people that say they're for blue-collar workers. Well, there's no more of a blue-collar guy
that's
and a union guy
either.
Than a cop.
Okay, excuse me. That's not true either.
That is absolutely true. Cops are blue-collar union people.
Listen, let me tell you something. It's a
You're telling me that, oh, here we go. You're typical of these people. You're an entitled white person. You're an entitled white person, and I'd like to see you bounce down the street at the end of a fire hose.
How do you know what I am?
Because you're talking about cops. You don't even know the cops are in a union.
First of all, listen to me, okay? What I'm trying to say is this. There were a lot of people there, and it was a peaceful thing. Now, there's always, in a situation like that, going to be people that aren't going to listen, that are going to do their own thing, that are going to go against what's supposed to be, which wasn't a great thing.
You're going to say it was
thing.
The blacks, aren't you? But you're going to blame it on the blacks now.
Blame
are you blaming it on the blacks? That's
what
you're doing.
About?
You're blaming it on the blacks. The sprinkling of blacks caused this.
She didn't say that.
Well, are you out of
she
your
didn't
mind?
Say that at all.
What so who are you blaming it on then?
Why are you obsessed with the blacks? First of all,
because
all
I don't want to see them fire hosed. I'd rather see a white person get fire hosed.
Well, then, you know what? Any person, all people are people, okay? So if you, so then
oh,
that's
yeah.
not you're, so you're a white racist is what you are then.
No, I'm not. I'm saying
you're
if ever there
person.
Were people that, no, I'm just saying if ever there were people entitled that should be fire hosed, it's those people at Occupy
Wall
Street.
But you weren't there. This is where there's a little bit of a delusion going on. You weren't there, so you don't really know what you're talking about. As
I
far as those people that got arrested,
the
reason why those people got arrested was to scare everybody else from going there, because my daughter, my 34-year-old daughter, was one of the people walking across that bridge. Luckily, she didn't get arrested. All of a sudden, they threw a net that people were totally didn't even know what was happening. So like I said, forgive me, but you know what? Occupy Wall Street is going to get bigger and bigger, and guys like you are going to get
sure
more
will.
And more. So wake
they
up.
Need to,
because,
they need to
what?
Turn the fire hose on some of these people. Need to get a fire hose. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you know what? Maybe you need to get some spirituality. Maybe you need to like search your soul if you have a soul
I need
and
to
realize that.
So I can call
maybe
cops.
You need to get
so I can blame cops for the, all
conscious.
The problems that I'm on. You may be right. You may be very right. There's a lot wrong with me.
This is a spiritual movement. This is a spiritual movement about people that are trying to make a change and trying to do something by
a
having
spiritual movement.
People, it's a spiritual movement.
You mean a spiritual movement like when they burned that van in Rome?
In my opinion, it's a spiritual movement. It's about
Hold on, Larry. I can't hear what the lady's saying. You know, you're interrupting her.
Sorry.
In my opinion, it's about love and peace versus greed and people like you
right.
that don't know what they're talking
That's right.
about. Okay?
That's what it's
and
about.
You know what?
And what about
and
all
love,
those people
love,
who were defecating
love.
In the open on Zuccotti
love.
Park? Are
so,
you in favor
so
of that?
So you're going to look at the, so what? Those, so what? That's the exception to the rule. What does that have to do with
the
anything?
Exception?
You were farting. You were belching on the air. So what? So I should hose you down, right? I mean, give me a break.
Right, wait a minute. I'm not taking up anybody's park space. I'm not taking up park space that elderly people are using on the weekends so they can exercise, and instead you and your friends go out there and defecate on it.
First of all,
oh my God.
This is very sad because you really don't know what you're talking about. And you know what?
You know, you can tell me, yours is the excuse they all give. If I disagree with you, you say, oh, well, you didn't. The media's messing it up. How do I know you're telling the truth?
You can't
How do I know you're me. Telling the truth? Maybe the media's telling the truth, and you're not.
Why don't you get off your couch or whatever and go there and find out instead of talking? I don't need to go there.
I've talked to you. I've talked to you, and you've reinforced everything that I think.
How do you know that she's...
She's reinforcing everything.
How is she reinforcing everything?
Because she's exactly what I thought they'd be.
You're
she's just all blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and you're...
Blah, 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 blah.
What is that? You're cutting me off. You're being rude.
That's all you're doing.
Yes, you are being rude, Larry. Let the lady finish.
Right.
First of all, you're being rude. Number two, it's pointless to argue with somebody like you because you don't understand what it's about. And what it's about is it's about people getting together and having a conversation about getting together, and they have a general assembly. I don't know that much about it, but I'm learning a lot, where people are getting to voice after all these years. I'm learning.
Getting together and having a conversation about getting together. Do you realize that's just what you said?
No.
Wow.
You're not letting me finish. People are getting together. They have a general assembly where there's a lot of people that have a lot of things that are bothering them about what's going on in the world. And people need to talk about it, okay? They need to talk about it. And they need to be heard, and they need to educate themselves on what's going on in the world. That's what it's about. It's about education, and it has nothing to do with... It has nothing
have you ever
to do
heard
with
of a newspaper?
Anything. Excuse me?
Have you heard of newspapers?
The medias are bought out. They're bought out by people. So that means,
You know what? Now you've drifted over into paranoia.
Well,
thank you very much.
You don't know anything. You don't know anything.
You don't know anything. If you're buying into the media's bought out, and I'm supposed to believe you, and you're not bought, huh?
Are you familiar with the federal?
I'm going to say it again. If I see you,
do you mind
if I just see you bouncing down the street at the end of a fire hose, or is that going to be racist of me?
Do you know anything about the Federal Reserve?
Look at.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
What do you know about it?
At that.
I know where it was founded. I know why it was founded. I know why it came into existence. I know why it continues to be in existence. I know why we went off the gold standard. I know why we're not going
to
go back on the gold standard.
Are you happy? Are you happy with the way the world is right now?
If I see you getting fire hosed down a street, yes.
Okay, Larry. You know what? Maybe the lady's right. Maybe you just think this is a big joke.
No, that's not a joke. That's a fervent prayer.
I have one question for you, Larry.
A frightened and fervent prayer.
Larry, my final question is this. Are you happy with the state of the world right now?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Well, then I feel sorry for
you. You are.
Have a good night. Have a good night.
You have a very... Well, I will have a good night. If I...
Yeah, I know. If you see her at the end of a fire hose, thank you very much, ma'am, for your call. Thank you very much, Larry.
Oh, I see. So you're going to cut me off.
I heard your big fat mouth going for the whole episode with that caller. Thanks very much, Larry. We have to go and do other things, but...
Yeah, so you're cutting me off, not giving me my free speech. She got to talk.
She got to talk less than you did. World-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. And coming up, of course, is our news and information hour. I'll be happy if I see you bouncing down a street at the end of a fire.
Phil Henry.
That's what I said, and I don't stutter.